Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America with the International Report today with Dr. Mike Yeadon, Dr. Jonathan Gilthorpe, and Andrea Klarić, businessman and journalist from Croatia. And of course, I'm sure most of our listeners have been hearing the ramp up discussion about, avian flu is now the latest disease that we have to be worried about. And they're using the fake PCR test to identify avian flu on chicken farms, using that as an excuse to have government-sanctioned slaughter of the animals that are used for food. And now they're claiming that it's spread from the chickens and birds into beef cattle. Oh, where have we heard that before? Beef is bad for you. And Tedros says that the world has to eat less meat because cows fart and release methane gas and contribute to the dreaded climate change. These people are insane with their focus on fraud and fake fear-mongering. We're going to talk a lot about all that today. And of course, ginning up the fear about avian flu or H5N1 bird flu is just in time for the May WHO meeting, World Health Dictatorship, planned by Tedros and the global predators who seek to control every aspect of our lives. That meeting is in May, where there will be the big push to sign the WHO pandemic treaty, claiming that the world needs the WHO to guide the public health response in every one of the member nations, in different people around the world, different populations, different individual needs. But by gosh, Tedros and the World Health Organization elites — Tedros has no medical knowledge, everyone. He was a Marxist dictator from Ethiopia, installed by China as their puppet at the WHO. And it's China's puppet and Bill Gates' puppet, since those are the two biggest funding sources for the World Health Organization, which is becoming the World Dictatorship Organization. So just in time for the pandemic treaty push for all the nations to sign it and agree to World Health Organization control of public health response, which will be death for most of the people around the world, we're getting all the fear-mongering, lockstep media fear-mongering. Avian flu is the next pandemic. And oh, you have to be so afraid of avian flu. Well, let me tell you, the same antivirals that have worked for COVID, that have worked for influenza, and the same anti-inflammatory medicines, and the same nutraceuticals, including the wonderful N-acetylcysteine. And if you don't know much about NAC or N-acetylcysteine, read the health tip I wrote in our Truth for Health newsletter that was just released today. Because nutraceuticals like N-acetylcysteine have antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and also improve glutathione production to help your body energy production and oxygenation and eliminate the free radical oxygen, reactive oxygen species that cause so much damage. So there are ways to treat this, even if you get sick, and you do not have to live in fear. This is the mind control through fear as the weapon that WHO and the global predators are using to control you. So don't give in to the fear. We're going to talk more about all of that in today's show. And we also want to talk about some of the warnings coming from a very courageous professor in Japan about some of the nefarious plans underway to make you think that high quality products are coming because they're made in Japan. And this is, again, a subterfuge to hide the nefarious agenda of toxicity by design, as Dr. Yeadon has often called the COVID shots. So join us for the program today on the WHO's new propaganda fear campaign using avian flu. Now, I want to remind everyone, we started talking about the fact that they were announcing another pandemic over 2 years ago. And famously, Bill Gates is on video that's made its rounds on social media talking about, well, they'll take it seriously the next time, as he and his wife give each other an evil look and this sinister grin on both of their faces as they're talking. You can't predict a pandemic, but that's exactly what they've been saying was coming. So first they started with monkeypox. Well, everybody mocked that, and that didn't fly. Then they started saying, oh, we're having outbreaks of Marburg and Ebola. And then there was Nipah virus. And then there was Venezuelan equine encephalopathy. And then there was swine flu coming back. And now here we are again, avian flu. Is this the new disease X that the WHO and Bill Gates have been warning about? Well, it looks like they're ginning up the fear on that. And now they're using that as an excuse to vaccinate the chicken farms and the animals there with the avian flu vaccine, which, of course, is injecting more mRNA technology into our food supply. It's all a very evil and diabolical scheme to damage animal and human life worldwide. So let's see what Dr. Gilthorpe and Dr. Yeadon and Andrea Klarich have to say about all that I've just brought up in the introduction today. I know, Dr. Gilthorpe, you've had some comments about the avian flu.
Yes, Dr. Lee. Oh, sorry, I've jumped too early. Very nice to be on the show again. Hello, everybody. We're continuing our important weekly crusade of trying to keep everyone informed about what's happening and to remind everyone that most of what is happening in the news is just propaganda, but it's designed to make you fearful. And when you're fearful, you aren't able to really mount a rational response to what's happening. So, I mean, we're told repeatedly that we're due another pandemic. And as you say, Dr. Lee, you can't predict a pandemic because these are, you know, by definition, things that come out of nowhere. But, it was very early coupled to climate change with COVID-19. I think Klaus Schwab wrote a book about that quite early on called COVID-19 and Climate Change or Global. I can't remember the title of it, actually. I didn't even read it, to be honest. But, you know, I've heard this so many times, even from quite, you know, intelligent colleagues at work or doctors that have said, yeah, but, you know, climate change, there'll be change in pandemics. How do you know? How do you know? There's absolutely no, you know, even if the climate was changing so drastically, what would it be? Mosquitoes that suddenly fly up into, you know, northern Florida or somewhere maybe around the New York area and start an entirely new disease process. So quite clearly, this is a ridiculous when you hear this on the news. So everyone should disregard it at least and talk about it with people to spread the message that this is ridiculous. But yeah, I think it's very important what you mentioned, Dr. Lee. We see this connecting of narratives. So it's choosing a pathogen that can be used to infer a catastrophe for humans and also for the animal population. Therefore, we need to cull your animals, or if not, we need to regulate your animals. And this should be seen as no coincidence. I think that last week, a proposal has now been put in place. It might even been signed into law in the UK that every person that owns a chicken needs to register it with the appropriate authorities or risk a £6,000 fine or 6 months in prison. So this should be, you know, setting
You're
alarm
kidding.
Bells.
6 months in prison or £6,000 fine if you own a chicken.
Even if you own a chicken and you don't register it, because they want to know everyone is growing their own food. You know,
yes,
this will start with chickens.
Tell you to kill your animals.
Yeah. Well, and it'll come down to the next step will be growing your own potatoes will be illegal because you need to, you know, buy food from the authorized supermarket where you present your digital ID to get inside and they know absolutely
that's
everything.
The Soviet Union did.
Yeah. It's the Soviet Union 2.0, basically. So bird flu is, I believe it's a thing, you know, there is bird flu. But when you see these stories that suddenly on an island somewhere in Antarctica, this was a story from last week, a large group of penguins had been found dead and they were investigating to see if it was bird flu. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a large group of animals that have suddenly died or a large group of anything, and I think Mike can back me up on this as a toxicologist, this is a toxic effect. This is not from a pathogen or an infection, you know, because everything doesn't die at once when you have even a quite nasty infection like Ebola or something like that. You know, half of the people die over a certain period of time, but everything doesn't die at once. So
well,
if you
you're
see...
right, Dr. Gilthorpe, and every time there has been an outbreak of a pathogen in an animal or human population, the genetic differences among animals in populations of animals, just as genetic differences in humans, mean people and animals have different resilience to pathogens. And so those that don't get sick are the ones that survive and breed and help improve the health of the herd. You don't kill all the animals because a few of them are sick. You separate the sick ones and you isolate the healthy ones and let them survive to carry on. This is so alien to basic principles of biology that they these outrageous pronouncements that, oh my gosh, all the penguins died because they had bird flu.
Yeah, no, it's totally illogical, but you know, people buy this because they're fearful, and even very intelligent people buy this. Or maybe, I think as we talked about previously, or I discussed with Mike at least, there was a something we both watched that kind of suggested that the more intelligent people are, the higher their IQ, the more likely they are to fall for propaganda, because of, you know, various complicated psychological theories, but you know, nobody's immune from it. It feeds into our very
It feeds into our very psyche. I think you were going to say before we lost you.
Yeah, sorry, Dr. Lee, I got cut off temporarily. Yeah, it feeds into our psyche and the very basic human need that we first need to feel safe, and we look after safety first. So if our subconscious picks up on a threat to our safety, we tend to make a decision that, you know, obviates that or you know, go, you know, puts us in a position where we feel safe, either in the herd, in the crowd, so we want to do what everyone else is doing, or personal safety. You know, at the level of fight or flight or fear response. And this is very basal brain function. It's in your amygdala. It's something that you have, it's very difficult to control, even if you're aware of it. You know, you can be mind controlled, essentially.
No, that's exactly right, because by targeting fear, using fear as the weapon and targeting fear, the emotion of fear, you're going straight to the limbic system, bypassing the cognitive higher cortical centers of the brain, and people react emotionally. It's why the left is so good at manipulating the population, because they go to people's emotions in their messaging and propaganda. And those of us trying to reason with people on science and logic are addressing the higher cortical centers, but people are often governed by the limbic system structures that regulate emotion. Dr. Eden, I think you were going to comment.
Just briefly, if there's some background noise, unfortunately, there's some people loudly on the pavement outside. So I urge people to not treat this as a sort of a matter of science or medicine, although you might think, well, we should, because it's that's the language they're using. But I would just say a couple of things. What do you think has happened, folks, in the last 4 years? Do you think the government has fairly represented the hazards in your environment and behaved appropriately, with all due regard to human rights and your social and medical psychological health? No, they haven't, have they? They've been lying to you, and they've coerced many of you into receiving injections that you didn't need and were designed to harm you. So with that as a backdrop, now we're asked to evaluate this new story from the same bunch of crooks. So I think what we're seeing is a global crime scene with a science and medical flavor. And so when I evaluate what I think is going on, I'm doing it in that context, and I think you should. I'm not doing it as Mike Eden, PhD. It's like a guy with a science career who's realized that officials have been lying and damaging us for years and now telling us another story. I mean, what are the chances that it's honest? The answers are zero, aren't they? It's zero. They've been winding up to, quote, another pandemic for ages. There are famous clips of Bill and Melinda Gates saying something like, well, this next one, well, that really will get people's attention. And then they're nodding. It's like, this is all a plan. What's happened, it's been hard for us all, but the COVID stuff is a put-up job. I have my own interpretation. I don't think there was a pandemic. But either way, they lied to frighten you, smash civil society, damage the economy, and inject lots of people with something dangerous. And they're going to do it again. So there isn't a pandemic. It's not going to be a pandemic. And Jonathan just pointed out, you don't get a whole bunch of dead wild animals at the same time if they've died of an infectious disease. That's just not what happens. If it's true, and we don't even know if it's true, they've probably been poisoned. So for numerous reasons. Oh, and finally, the person who has traditionally, in Britain at least, and internationally influential, Professor Niall Ferguson, who is sponsored, it's a sponsored professor of global running the radar on global threats, and paid for by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation by sheer coincidence. So here's this professor. He says he's an epidemiologist. He's actually a mathematician, so not a biologist. And he a few years ago said, whatever it was, the bird flu or swine flu or both of the above are going to kill 50 million people or 200 million people. I think he's made 10 major predictions, and all of them have been wrong by at least a hundredfold. So he's part of the lie, and I believe what we're hearing is a run-up to another lie. I think there'll be nothing at all. There might be local poisoning, but it's all a pretext to get you to give up your rights and eventually force you to submit to identifying yourself and your vaccine status through some sort of digital ID. And I urge you, don't sign up. Don't take any more of these mRNA blessed things because they're dangerous. That's what I think.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I think the way we need to look at these people, like Niels Ferguson and many others, they are paid to lie to the public. Paid to lie. And people need to look at them that way.
Yeah. Whereas all the people on this call are working pro bono, given some of us over 4 years of our life with no, we don't want any reward, and we haven't had any, either in money or in kind. And we don't want to be famous. And by the way, we're all heavily censored and smeared. So, and yet we're all professionally qualified in one way or another to tell you something bad's going on. It's not what you're being told. Use some discernment and don't let, they can't take over. They can't take over humanity unless we let them. It's as simple as that. So they're using psychological operations, fear-based props, and they'll come at us. And I think if enough of us just cross our arms and just say, we're not doing this, go away, then they will lose. So that's what we need to do.
Well, you're exactly right. And Andrea, with all that you've lived through under communism and then being a freedom fighter, you can speak firsthand to those points that Dr. Eden just made.
Yes, absolutely. We have a deja vu here again. And we are lucky because we already know how it feels to live under totalitarianism, especially communist kind, because this what is coming, this total control with digitalization of everything, it's exactly the same thing. Can you imagine now if somebody like Stalin or even ex-president of Yugoslavia, Josip Broz Tito, if they had this kind of technology, what we have now today, for sure they will use it on the same way like they are using. Unfortunately, or fortune, people on the West, especially in the United States or in the United Kingdom, they never felt this kind of totalitarianism society. And that's why maybe they cannot recognize it. I can tell you, we in Croatia recognize immediately that from the start, they were lying everything. Like Mike says, everything, and they're still lying. And they think that if they continue to repeat the lies, that these lies become the truth. You know, when you're lying all the time, you cannot recognize what is the truth. And I can confirm it, and our experience, and not only Croatian experience, all West, Eastern countries in Europe felt the same way. And I'm in contact with these people, and we don't have to explain anything. We just look at each other and we know, look, we have deja vu again. And be careful here. We had not pandemic. I'm an economist from backside. I saw we had the biggest promoting sales action of one product in the history of mankind, and a very successful one, because they succeed to earn lots of money. And all steps what they done it, it was like I would done it if I want to sell something what is not good quality, but it's very expensive and I can earn a lot of it. And they done it. You have to recognize it. Nothing what they've been telling us was truth until now. And the same thing will happen with climate changes. It's happening already. Everything will happen with flu, with this avian flu, because they succeed. They were successful. More than 70% of people were vaccinated. And I think it's a very good result. From their side, it's very bad result for us and for our future and for our health. But maybe we can learn something from it and use it for an additional new pandemic, so-called pandemic, and whatever call it, this emergency situation of international concerns, how they're calling in WHO.
I think you're exactly right. Hopefully more people will be skeptical of these new announcements because people have seen more about the lies and deceptions under the COVID pandemic. Let's take a break and we'll be right back to talk more about the ways they're using mind control and digital slavery and many other techniques to try and ratchet down the vice of control and tighten control over every aspect of our lives. This is Dr. Lee for America with the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. Check out our website at www.truthforhealth.org and check out our store, truthforhealthstore.com, where you'll find all kinds of nutraceuticals, vitamins, and minerals that will help improve your health, resilience, immune function, and we have products that the science, there actually are studies to show that they reduce the severity of any viral illness, including COVID-19 and avian flu, H5N1, and other bacterial and viral illnesses. So check it out. We'll be right back after the break.
We live in a world full of disinformation, lies, and deceit, often from those institutions and individuals that we used to rely on and trust. In the chaos that surrounds us on a daily basis, it's difficult to find a place for truthful information and helpful guidance. Where can we turn for honest answers, critical solutions, and information that empowers us to be the person that God intended? The Truth for Health Foundation. The Truth for Health Foundation works every day to fight for your basic human rights. We have a track record of providing life-saving emergency actions that can improve your health and empower you with the tools to be safe, happy, and free to live your life. With over 100,000 supporters around the world, we are a critical voice of truth in today's world. We invite you to join our community of financial supporters so that we can continue to be your trusted partner for health, for life, for resilience. Join us today by giving now.
Hello, everyone. This is Lieutenant Mark Bashaw, U.S. Army and legal grant recipient of the Truth for Health Foundation. I want to give a huge shout out to the Truth for Health Foundation for helping me and my family over the past year with our legal battles. Recently, I was court-martialed for not participating with these experimental COVID-19 emergency use authorized products. If it wasn't for Truth for Health Foundation and all the support, I would definitely be in a worse spot. But because of all the support, I'm able to continue uniformed service, fighting for what's right to protect the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the second half of the Whistleblower Report. This is Dr. Lee for America with our international team from the UK, Sweden, and Croatia, bringing you updates on the international front and what you can do to better protect yourself. Dr. Gilthorpe, you were talking about a recent interview that, two interviews actually, that you heard, and we'll go into more detail on those in upcoming programs, but one with Jason Kristoff, a Canadian, who has been for a long time discussing mind control and how it is used, and then another one by Ben Rubin about digital slavery. So tell our listeners, you and Dr. Yeadon both know these people, and Andrea has done an interview with Jason Kristoff as well. Tell our listeners more about who these people are and what their messages are and how it ties in with the new threats of this avian flu pandemic just prior to the WHO meetings in May to try and enslave the world under the guise of public health.
Yes, Dr. Lee, absolutely. Jason Kristoff is a Canadian, someone I picked up on a month or so ago, and Andrea actually interviewed him. So that was one of the places that I first saw him. So he was a gym owner. He was a businessman. He owned gyms in Canada during the pandemic and realized that, he was being Well, one thing I'll back up a little bit. He's a person that picked himself up from ground zero. He was very successful as a young man, owned a chain of gyms, you know, made a lot of money, but also lived the high life until I think about the age of 29. He nearly killed himself through abuse, through drug and alcohol abuse and substances and other things. And he came in touch with somebody that turned his life around. And then he became a kind of lifestyle coach, trying to get people off drugs. And actually, one of his big things is caffeine and how damaging that is for us, even though many of us consume large quantities of it. But what he specializes in really now is mind control and how, as a population, you know, or as individuals, we are controlled through the media, through various forms of media, from film, television, you know. And essentially, as I mentioned before the break, that, you know, one thing that really the most powerful driving force behind any of our decisions as humans is either, well, there are two actually. One is the need to feel safe. We need to feel protected and safe. And the second thing is that we want to feel happy. And, you know, that's why we seek drugs and alcohol and things like this, or other things that make us happy. But I think, you know, you can more or less pin down any decision you will make through the day due to one of those two things. Either you're doing something to try and make yourself feel safe, and that could go from saving money to, you know, putting your jacket on before you leave the house. You don't want to feel cold, so you'll do something to prevent that. Or you're going to choose something which will give you happiness. So the thing is that because these are very basic decisions for human function, they go into our subconscious, and we're not always conscious that we made those decisions based on that. But what Jason does very well is pick up on things, for example, during the pandemic, where if you want to control a population, what you'll do first is make them confused, because you need to break the cohesion between family bonds, between working bonds and social bonds, to try to prevent people from, you know, thinking things through together. The government needs to program them, you, to accept what they're telling you as the truth. So they'll break you up into smaller and smaller groups. And they'll do that in a way that doesn't make sense. So who remembers during the pandemic, for example, where, you know, we're meant to be staying healthy, but the gyms were closed, but the liquor store on the corner of the street was open 24 hours, where you were told that, for example, in the UK, to go in a restaurant, you had to wear a mask when you went into a pub or a restaurant. But when you sat down to eat, you could take it off again. So suddenly this, you know, virus, it only infects you when you're standing up or not eating. But once you sit down to eat, it doesn't infect you. If you'd follow these yellow lines around
the floor. It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
And there were so many examples of those things where certain things were closed, but other things were left open. And this is by design. That we, you know, many of us said, oh, the politicians are so stupid. But it's not. It's done deliberately. And people are paid, you know, thousands of dollars per hour to come up with these strategies for how to destabilize a population. Another example of this, which you really need to pick up on, is, for example, you know, Fauci, where that he was hauled into the US Senate and grilled, for example, by Rand Paul to make him look like a fool. So that's also done as a way to destabilize people's thought processes, because you see this man that you know is a fraud. He's put you through an immense amount of pain, and he's now being made to look stupid in front of the US Senate. That will, you know, affect another group of people that will then not go further with anything. So these are all planned, I think. Well, that's Jason's point. And I think he has a very strong point there, that many of the things we thought were actually, you know, done to against Fauci or to make him look stupid. I mean, how many of these people have gone to court? None of them. They never will. This is also part of the mind control game that we're already in Stalinist Russia. It's just that we don't realize it. So yeah, I think that's a very important point that Jason made. I won't go on too long about this, but before you get to any kind of virus, before you get to any obligatory mask wearing, vaccinations or mandatory things that you need to do, you will already have been subjected to an enormous amount of mind control. And this is often the way to spot it, is it's a repetitive messaging. If you're getting the same message, you know, hands, face, space was one in the UK, daily news broadcasts, pumping it out through the media, saying the same thing, get vaccinated, otherwise you'll kill your granny. This is mind control. And at that point, if you realize that, you switch off from it, you're already immune, because they're not going to fool me again, that's for sure.
Yeah, just to add one last thing to what Jonathan said there, Jason Christoph mentioned that one of the reasons they would expose Dr. Fauci to, as it were, apparently humiliating treatment on television was essentially to tap you on the shoulder and tell you you've been fooled, right? But you're still going to go along with the mandated vaccines. What are you going to do about it? And what that does is it spiritually weakens you, because you know you've been humiliated and there's nothing you can do about it. So he says, remember, first, nobody needed to wear a mask. Then everybody was advised to wear a mask. Then it was two masks. And then it was, if you're jabbed, you can take your mask off inside. It's so nuts. And yet people were pressuring each other over this stuff. And so when you see him being humiliated, and it's obvious that it was all lies, as we had said, you know, we the conspiracy theorists, it's spiritually it just destroys the people who are compliant and thought they were being thoughtfully compliant. And they won't say anything, and they don't. So I think that's another thing.
Yeah, that was a good point, Mike. Thanks, because I missed. That demoralization just means that the next time around that you're not likely to do anything. Or less likely, I would say. And, you know, as Andrea mentioned, these are communist, these techniques were all worked out through the Russian Revolution and the early periods of communism in order to control a population. And they've just been, you know, rolled out again with a bit of revamping, but they're basically the same techniques that have been used to destroy people for millennia. So this is not new.
So the steps that you've just outlined sow confusion, sow fear, and control through emotion. And the third step was demoralize people who complied.
Yeah, Dr. Lee. So you basically make them feel foolish because they complied. I don't know how well anyone that goes around wearing a mask all day, even now, would care if they realized that there had been. I mean, some people are so paranoid that they're still wearing masks. I see not as many.
Oh, I know. I see it in sunny southern Arizona. People outside still wearing masks. And I'm surprised at how many people I still see wearing a mask in a store. It's like, what planet do you live on that you don't understand the mask doesn't protect you, and it actually increases your risk of more respiratory infections because you're rebreathing the same air through a dirty mask?
Yeah. And this was already known in 1918 that many people died from bacterial pneumonia because of masking or having to do other ridiculous medical treatment method, yes, or prevention method.
Yes, and in the 1918 flu, what they were doing was taking people outside and putting them in beds outside for fresh air and sunshine, which boosted vitamin D, although they may not have known all the details of that scientifically at the time. But the fresh air and sunshine reduced the infection and improved recovery. And then under COVID, they were telling people to stay indoors and close the windows. Exactly the opposite of what they needed to be doing.
Yeah, definitely. But just to come back briefly to Jason, I will put send you a link so everyone can listen to a recent seminar that Jason gave for the Medical Doctors for COVID Ethics International. A week or so ago, or it was in March, where he talks about this, and it's It's really good to watch it because he shows some short video clips that show how easy it is to take someone and to get them to do exactly what you want them to do, using various, mind control or suggestion techniques, which are well known. We see them on TV, and when it's a hypnotist or a magician that's doing it, we sit and we laugh. But these are being used daily on us by marketing companies, by people trying to sell us stuff. But around 2019, 2020, this has been used by governments before, but it was ramped up against us. It was weaponized against us to lead everyone to follow these ridiculous mandates and directions.
Well, you're right. And actually, I've had training in hypnotherapy and I've had training in formal training in neuro-linguistic programming. And I recognize a lot of the techniques that they're using. And we, of course, in my training, we were using it for therapeutic beneficial effects for people trying to change destructive habits. But I see it being used in very nefarious ways. And I actually recognize some of the techniques of neuro-linguistic programming in the way that Barack Obama was giving his speeches in 2008. And I thought to myself, he's using those techniques of NLP. It had to do with cadence and repetition and pausing and the intonation of the voice. All of this is trained and all of this can be trained and all of it's used to manipulate people. Andrea, I'm sure you've seen a lot of that and may have a comment on this.
Yes. Just you remind me. Do you remember the word that he was using? Change. And every time he says change and then stay and waiting for reaction. I remember because I also was studying and trained in neuro-linguistic programming. But just I want to add what Jason also told me in the interview. They used one additional thing. It's they were sacrificing rebellions. And I witnessed that because I was rebellion in that moment. And I was publicly sacrificed in front of all media. I really had huge attention for 2 weeks. In front of all media, they put me in the jail. Can you imagine if you put somebody who doesn't have dossier, somebody who is working, who wants to open his work, because I was just want to open my work and it was fitness center. That's very important also. That's something what is healthy. And they put me in jail because of it, in front of all public in Croatia. And this is technique, because they want to show you how anybody who will rebel against this manipulation will be treated. And that's how they are stopping everybody else and pushing them to comply again. And my personal experience was the same experience. He explained me everything in the interview that is planned. And I saw that also in the United Kingdom, there was a guy who was opening gym all the time, and he was not put in the jail, but he was fined all the time, huge fines. I saw what happened in Canada. They put these people who was protesting in jail for protesting. Can you imagine? We have criminals around the world, and it's not easy to keep them in the jail. But you put ordinary people without any dossier before, with not criminal charges before, they put in jail just because they protested. They've done something totally unviolent. And this is technique.
You're exactly right. And we tie that into what Dr. Eden has been saying all along from his unique qualifications as a toxicologist and someone who's spent a career in rational, safe drug design and development. And that is that the COVID shots were toxic by design, and yet the mantra over and over and over ad nauseum was safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. Dr. Eden, I know you'd like to comment on some of that.
Yeah, well, just It is the same kind of thing that I've been saying. So I feel like Jeremiah from the Bible at some point, because I'm saying the same things all the time. Yeah, it's been a shock to realize that there is a long-run plan, ultimately to take control of everyone, certainly starting with the countries we would collectively call the West. And I think the nature of that will be digital and total, so that we will become, to use a bad word, or not a very good, elegant word, permissioned society to do anything, to enter or leave something, to transact. You know, you'll need permission. And I imagine, I can see they're trying to force digital ID on us, which we don't need. You've already got plenty of adequate methods for identifying yourself online already. You don't need another one, but a one format new digital ID, I think, will be the heart of a control system, because you can just append everything to it, your health records, vaccination status, your money, and so on. So they only have the power we let them have. So when they're trying to frighten us into compliance, think, is this an appropriate thing to do? Or is this a dangerous thing for me? What are the consequences of not complying? But ultimately, if you're frightened of not complying, I always say this phrase, be more frightened about what will happen if you do. That's what I would say.
Well, I think you're exactly right, because if people continue to get the COVID boosters, they are doing accelerated damage to their bodies. Every booster exponentially increases heart, brain, and vascular damage, and further damages your immune response. Medically, I'm seeing it in my practice. And if you give in and get the avian flu vaccine, which again is still experimental, and again we're dealing with the toxicity of the mRNA technology, and you don't know what is in them. There is no way that they can ramp up billions of doses in production quickly, which is what they claim they're doing. You have to look beyond the lies and deception. Any comments from our team?
Well, I think it's important to say, sorry, Jonathan. One important thing, just confirm everything that was a lie. We just had last week, 2 days ago, there was a testimony on the Helsinki District Court by Dr. Hanna Nojek. She's a senior physician of Finnish Institute of Health and Welfare, and also chair of Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization at WHO. And the testimony is that they knew from the start that vaccine doesn't stop the spreading. Also, it doesn't stop you from getting sick. And they said to their government, they don't suggest to put mandatory vaccination because it doesn't help. And you know what happened? They put mandatory vaccination. That means that everybody, and same thing we have in Germany, Robert Koch Institute release documents according to the court. And also in the documents, you can find that knew from the start that Swiss vaccine doesn't help, doesn't stop the spreading, doesn't help you to not getting sick. And at the same time, it's danger. But politicians decided differently. And now we're coming up that everything was lie. And now everybody knew that it was lie.
Well, it's very chilling to see that they continue to use the same playbook. And we go back to what this team has been saying all along. Don't comply. Your life may be in danger if you do. In fact, I think we see that that's the goal, is depopulation that they've been working on for a 100-year agenda. Any closing comments for our listeners today Dr. Eden, Dr. Gilthorpe, and Andrea.
Oh, just a very quick one from me while the others gather their thoughts. Even though I'm a scientist and a son of the Western scientific method, I have been awoken to the importance of the presence of God and the importance of God and faith in my work. And if that's something that's true in your life too, then you'll know what I mean if I say orientate yourself to the light and, you know, do the right thing, tell the truth. A lot of things will be made a lot better. Certainly have been for me.
I'm right there with you on that, Dr. Eden. In fact, no matter what comes at us, those of us who have faith in God know that ultimately God is in control. And while God judges people of evil in four basic ways described in the Bible, wars, famine, pestilence, and delusions, the scales falling over the eyes of people as part of his judgment. God also hears prayers for repentance and hears and has mercy on those who turn back to him. And it is truly faith over fear, the theme of our programs every Tuesday night, and these are archived on our website, truthforhealth.org, that we have been emphasizing as the way of combating the destruction that fear causes for our health, psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Fear is a devastating weapon. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear, and I agree strongly with you. We can turn back to God, strengthen our faith, and that helps our health and resilience. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on the Whistleblower Report. Check out our archive of programs at www.truthforhealth.org and join our Faith Over Fear Tuesday night seminars. Every week, we're bringing you topics to help you improve your health and resilience, your understanding of the lies and deception around you, and strengthen your faith with a community of people who come together to focus on truth and health. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back again with another Whistleblower Report.